I'm really excited because I've met this gentleman before many times. His wife, Holly Agra, Bob Agra, or shall I say Captain Bob?
Captain Bob's good.
Yeah. A very, very important part, not only of what's gone on in the Chicago River onto Lake Michigan for decades, but also the city of Chicago. Because I know your wife, Holly, has served on that committee, then that committee, then that committee, all supporting the city of Chicago. And you guys have done that for a very long time. When you first said, I want to take people, tourists mainly, but also residents, out on the Chicago River, which at one point in time isn't the Chicago River we see today, what was the response from people? Did they think you were crazy?
Well, when I first started 50 years ago, my family had been into business for several decades, but Chicago was not along the river was not the wonderful place it is today.
Yeah,
it was more industrial. It was not quite as clean as it is today.
Stop there. When you say not quite as clean, is that almost an understatement? Because today it's actually, I don't know. You have to tell me. You're the expert, but I would suggest it's fairly clean.
It's really clean.
Yeah.
So clean, in fact, several times each summer for the last 2-3 years. At our dock, you've been able to look down in the water, and if conditions are right, you actually see the bottom of the river.
What?
And it's 17 feet deep there, and that's remarkable for
that is.
Compared to what it was 50 years ago.
Do you actually see fish?
You see, oh yeah, you see quite a few fish.
What are the fish in the Chicago River?
Well, there's a lot of carp, but there are some lake trout. There are some coho salmon. You see them moving around.
Yeah. So the first Mayor Daley actually had a vision. I wish he could have lived to have seen this.
Yes, yeah, it definitely has changed substantially, and it's, you know, they have fishing tournaments, and right by our dock there is an outflow from one of the buildings, which heats up the water a little bit, and it's a great fishing spot, and we've had quite a few people that come there regularly to fish.
Catch any sharks?
No sharks. No sharks.
So I have an idea I want to pitch you. Maybe I'll wait on that. So you've been, but I'll come back to it.
Okay.
I came up with a good idea with the canine cruise.
Yes, you did. Yeah, it was very successful.
Which we'll talk about too. But right now what I want to talk about is a little bit of history. So when you first began to do this yourself, Captain Bob, decade after decade, after you said 50 years, right?
Yes.
You must have experienced some interesting things that have happened, either with passengers on board your boats or just other people you've seen on either the river or the lake.
Well, the one interesting story was, I believe it was in the late 60s, actually a couple of years before I started. My dad was on a, what we used to call an all-day trip. It went down Lake Michigan to the Calumet River, Kelsag Channel, Sanitary Ship Canal, and then back to Chicago River. And they were in the Sanitary Ship Canal, and they're going along, and all of a sudden they see a horse swimming around in the river.
Wow.
And that was an area where there were high limestone walls on each side, so the horse was basically stuck in the river. He couldn't escape. So after several attempts, they were able to lasso the horse, and they were able to move the boat very slowly to keep the horse head above water to a break in the wall where the horse was able to get up on shore.
Good. That's an amazing story.
So my dad actually saved a horse.
On the river.
Yes.
Yeah, that is an incredible story. How about human lives? Has anyone fallen, not necessarily in your boats or your boats, overboard?
People have. Well, we have rescued quite a few people out of the river over lots of times. Interesting story is this was maybe 10 years ago. One of our boats was having its annual Coast Guard inspection. And one of the parts of the inspection is we have a dummy that we throw in the water, and then we have to recover the dummy.
Is that when I got the phone call? Oh, you mean another kind of dummy?
No, another kind of dummy.
Okay.
So we call him Bernie from Bernie. Breakfast
yes.
with Bernie or whatever it was.
Yes, yes.
No, not Breakfast with Bernie.
I know the movie you're referring to. Yes.
So anyways, we're getting ready to, we're going through the inspection, and all of a sudden this lady was standing on the bridge looking at, down at the boat, or actually was on the dock looking down at the boat and so forth, and she missteps and goes in the river. So the captain starts to pull the boat out of the dock and get ready. We deploy our rescue ladder and start to do the man overboard. And the Coast Guard inspector says, no, no, we're not going to do that now. We'll do that in, you know, half hour from now. We say, the captain said, no, we've got somebody in the water. So actually we did a live recovery of a person, a lady that was okay once we got her out. She was a little wet, but we actually recovered her out of the water during a Coast Guard inspection. So needless to say, we got a... We passed that day.
Yeah.
Pass every day, but especially that day.
A little wet and probably a little tipsy as well.
It does happen.
Yes. So getting tourists from all over the world, has that... I mean, Chicago always has attracted people from all over the world, but has that increased?
Yes. Yeah, the difference between tourism in the early 1970s when I started and what the tourism today is night and day. You know, Chicago has been marketing itself.
I want to say, Chicago has marketed itself. Your wife Holly's been a big part of that, and you've been a big part of that, actually. I happen to know that, so thank you.
Thank you. But, you know, the amount of tourists, it's a world destination now. It's still a little bit behind Orlando, perhaps, but it is a definitely international destination, and a lot of people come from Chicago, and a lot of people come in from the surrounding states, Wisconsin and Iowa and Ohio and Michigan and so forth. But it's definitely improved, and the riverfront and the downtown area is very nice, and it's enjoyable to walk around and see the buildings and so forth.
I want to talk about that in a moment, but I want to get back to all the people from all other countries. So I knew that people were coming back downtown when I was able, because I'm downtown all the time, when I would walk down Michigan Avenue, and I hear languages that I don't even know where they're from, right? Usually I could pick out if it's a Hispanic-speaking country, but some of these languages, I wasn't even sure. So that's when I knew tourists were coming back. Mm. Am I right? Are they coming back?
Yes. You were asking me before about interesting people on the boat. Years ago, not a few years ago now, we had on our small yacht, it's a six-passenger wooden yacht that actually was built in Chicago, it was called Lady Greeby. And one of our guests on there was the King and Queen of Norway.
What?
Yes. And the interesting thing about it, my wife Holly was able to secure a small Norwegian flag that we put on the front of the boat.
Oh.
So we're going down the river up around Wolf Point, and we're waiting for some boats to go by. So we're stopped in the water. So this gentleman in a kayak paddles up alongside us, sees the Norwegian flag, and starts talking to the people in Norwegian on the boat. And I can imagine he had no idea that he was talking to the King and Queen of Norway. So that was kind of an interesting.
That is hysterical. Any other celebrities that have come on the boat?
Same boat, Lady Greeby. We had Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt's mother.
Pitt's mother, not Brad Pitt.
No, not Brad Pitt.
But Jennifer and Brad Pitt's mother nice?
Yes, very, very nice.
And did the King of Norway order sardines?
No. No, just but curious. Actually the Queen of Norway helped my wife Holly clear the dishes. So she was very, very down to earth.
That is so cool. Any other celebs?
Let's see. Oh, the lady, I don't remember her name, that organized the Athens Olympics was in Chicago. Her and her husband came in and rode on Lady Greeby. And that was an interesting couple. But the nice thing about that boat is it's very, very small. It's very private. And people that could be a celebrity or people that just don't want to broadcast what they're doing can go on there and enjoy the
and you can make arrangements to do that online.
Oh yes, yeah.
All right,
yeah,
so
we chartered that boat. And,
well, you have the, I'll say it, the best architecture tour. It seems there's 20 of them on the lake now. Every company's doing it. The difference between yours and everyone else's, we'll talk about what that difference is. And my favorite, the Canine Cruise. When we come back right here on WGN with Captain Bob Agra. Steve Dale's Other World on WGN talking with Bob Agra. If you don't know his name, oh no, I did it again. I've got to do this right. Captain Bob Agra.
Yeah.
One of the biggest thrills of my life. I don't know that you know this. Your wife made me an honorary captain. So does that mean I get free parking all over Chicago?
You have to talk to the CPD about that.
Yeah, I guess that's a no. However, we'll talk about how that happened in a moment. Oh, the Mercury Skyline Cruise Line. So There's if you go over the Michigan Avenue Bridge on the, I'm trying to get this right, the southeast side, that's where you're located, right?
Yes.
And you have, what, three or four boats typically docked there?
It depends on what time of the day it is, but we could have eight altogether.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
And the first to do the real architecture cruise. So I'll tell you, friends, if you have someone coming into town or you yourself, I'm a Chicagoan, lifelong. I do this every year, and I learn every single year. I mean, I think we do have the best skyline in the country, maybe. The best on the planet. But it's not only the beautiful skyline, it's understanding what these buildings are all about. And the skyline is constantly changing. And on some of them, it's me saying this, not you, but on some of those other boats that say, we're doing architecture rides, you've got the captain saying, there's a tall building. Over there, look, another tall building. This building was built before that building. That's about the extent of it. Yours are a little different.
Well, the reason that ours is so unique is that we are in partnership with the Chicago Architecture Center, and they have volunteer docents. There's over 100 docents that do the river cruise, and they go through 100 hours of training and then all kinds of different educational things about the buildings, and they do the tour. Every tour on the Chicago Architecture River Cruise on board Chicago's First Lady is with a CAC docent. And they, you know, you can have an employee, and an employee can do a good job, but it's a job. They don't put their heart and soul into it. They don't have the passion for it. Maybe they like their job and they do a good job, but they don't really give it everything they have. And that's something we get from the Chicago Architecture Center docents. And we've gotten to know a lot of them. And each one is a little different. Obviously, they tell about the buildings and they tell about all the statistics and the type of style, whether
but
it's postmodernism.
They have anecdotes.
They have anecdotes and they have interesting twists on everything. And maybe one will be a little bit more on Art Deco. Maybe one will be a little bit more on modernist buildings. And it really gives a flavor, and it can change from year to year. Each year you come back, you might get in, next year you go on a tour, you might have a different docent. Or even the same docent might change the commentary a little bit.
And there's new buildings always.
Plus the new buildings. Yeah. And that is what makes our tour so unique, is the volunteers giving the commentary.
I'll tell you, to be a docent for the Chicago Architecture Foundation, you just don't walk in the door and say, I like architecture. You have to jump through all of these hoops and really, truly know your stuff. And these are the people giving the tour as opposed to someone who just likes Chicago architecture. These people live it. And I believe one of the tour guides, at least at one point, was Dr. Allison Arwoody.
Yes.
Yeah. That is cool that she
also
does that.
Jeffrey Bear, everybody knows his name, obviously. There are a lot of people that give their heart and soul to.
We would be surprised
teaching,
if he's leading.
Teaching the public about the unique architecture of Chicago.
Does Dr. Arwoody still do that?
Yeah, occasionally.
So
she's kind of busy right now, but occasionally.
So if you get Dr. Arwoody, can you come up to her and say, chew?
Is it? I don't think that would be good.
No, that would not be good. You survived COVID. Speaking of that sort of thing, was it really, really difficult? It must have been because you had no tourists. I assume none of the boats were running.
Well, they were closed down for a while, and then we were able to start running with very, very, you know, like maybe 25% capacity, and luckily it was enough business to support our core employees, and we had employees who have been with the company for a long time, and maybe the captain now became a senior deckhand, and a senior deckhand became a regular deckhand, or one captain we had was somebody that helped answer questions on the dock. And we were able to work around it, so we were able to keep all the people employed. You know,
that's
nobody
good.
Made any overtime, but everybody survived, and we survived. And
well, because when it comes down to it, you have always been and continue to be a family business, correct?
Yes. We're in the fourth generation. Our two sons, Bob and Tim, are running the companies. And my wife, Holly, and I are trying to step back, and they're doing a wonderful job.
Have a text here. Friday, we took 100 of our clients on Chicago's First Lady. They all had a wonderful time. Our docent was fantastic. Another text, which says, I have been on your boats once, no, twice, no, three times. I can't count how many times. And that's what you want to hear. But, you know, sometimes you don't, because so many people take what we have here in Chicago for granted. And especially from the suburbs, you know, it is a pain to come in sometimes. And I was talking to your wife once off the air when I said, how's business? And she said, gosh, I wish those people from the suburbs would come in more often. I asked her why they don't. She said, well, if it takes them an hour to drive in and then they have to park the car, they come on the boat ride, that's another hour. Then they might want to have lunch. Who's going to walk the dog? I said, I've got an idea. You've got to allow dogs. And she looked at me like, you're out of your mind. Allow dogs on a boat? I said, it would be great for publicity. Just try it once. The TV crews will come out. It'll be amazing. You'll get all this press. And she said, hesitantly, okay. So we come back from the commercial break, and I asked your poor wife, I said, you're allowing a dog cruise, a canine cruise, for an architecture cruise for dogs. What will that be like? And she looked at me like a deer looking into headlights, like, I don't know. I haven't even thought about it. I said, well, I bet you're going to show off the parks with the most squirrels and show off Doggy Beach. You've got to do that. And indeed, you have been doing that, the canine cruise, for a very long time now.
Yes, the canine cruise has been very successful. Thanks for giving us the idea. And we enjoy taking Chicago residents and visitors, more residents than visitors and suburbanites, with their dogs. And it's interesting because a lot of times you've always heard that the people look like their dogs. And it is true. It is true a lot of the time.
And every time I've been on one of those, and almost every year we go, at least once, I have noticed that there's always a Jack Russell Terrier. Why it's a Jack Russell Terrier? I don't know. A Jack Russell Terrier with a sailor's cap on. And also, the dogs truly do seem to be having a great time.
Yeah, they like getting the wind in their fur, and they like looking around. And it's really remarkable, but you never have any ill-mannered and unfriendly dogs on the boat. They're all very nice, and they all just sit there and relax and look around and look at the other dogs, and they have a great time. And their human companions enjoy seeing the architecture tour. And, you know, we tell them about the places along the river that have restaurants that have a doggy outside.
Which there are many now.
Yes, outside places for the dogs to sit down and have a cookie or a little snack or whatever. And it's really worked out well. We've been doing it for quite a few years. It runs from July 8th until the beginning of October.
Just around the corner, July 8th.
Yeah, and we do that because in you know, June you have a lot of graduations, mm-hmm. and a lot of weddings and so forth, and people are busy with other things. But then July and August, September, it's a good time to get out with your four-legged friend.
Absolutely. And we'll give the website in a moment for all of that, including the architecture rides. Are you offering something special for July 4th?
Yes, we have. We will have our tour for the fireworks. It's still somewhat up in the air exactly where the fireworks will be, but once everything's finalized, we'll be offering that to the public. And we've done that every year for many years. And, you know, we look forward to taking care of and showing as many people as possible the wonderful city of Chicago.
But the wonderful city of Chicago has become more wonderful, at least along the Chicago River, out onto Lake Michigan, a lot of boats, but kayaks and the paddle boats and everything on the water, all the private boats, the number of just motorboats, the private boats, has increased as well. And so many of the restaurants along the river, you can come up with your boat and you order ahead of time and you can grab the pizza at Portofino's, for example.
Yes.
Yeah, which I hope you've done because their pizza is very, very good. It is, right?
Yes, it is.
So is that it's a good thing in many ways, but are you concerned that there's almost too much traffic?
I'm not concerned for the commercial operators because they're all very experienced and well-trained, and we, all of us, whatever company it is, it doesn't matter. They're all very well-trained, and they know what they're doing. Unfortunately, that isn't always the case with everybody else, and, you know, we have pulled a few kayaks that have overturned and some other, people out of the water, and it happens occasionally, and luckily everything's okay, and You know, but it's very busy on Saturday, so it's
yes.
You know, it's intense. It's you know, kind of like a traffic jam out on the Dan Ryan or the Kennedy. You know, it's close quarters, and you have to really pay attention. And you know, sometimes some of the newbies to the waterfront don't do that. But
yeah, well, overall,
we're there to save them if they don't.
Well, overall, it's a great thing. You're a part of that story. You're part of the Chicago story, and what's happened good with the Chicago River and Lake Michigan. Captain Bob Agra, it's always so good to see you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
At least you didn't have far to go.
No.
You're right here.
Yep, we're right downstairs.
And the website, again, is?
Okay, we have two. We have cruisechicago.com, which is for the Chicago Architecture River Cruise aboard Chicago's First Lady.
Cruisechicago.com.
And then we have mercurycruises.com, which is for our sightseeing side, which will do the canine cruise, the fireworks cruise, the urban adventure cruise, which is our normal standard river and lake tour. And it's always important to remember, you know, the river has gotten a lot of highlights over the last, you know, 15 years or so, but there still is no view of Chicago exactly like seeing it from the lake. And that's something that, you know, everybody does have to see.
Very well said. As we hit 3 o'clock, we go to the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Again, Captain Bob, thank you so much.
Thank you.